You've been steering your way around a lot of road projects around the Kalamazoo area, especially out on I-94 at Portage Road this summer. We're going to get an update on that project and others during this half hour of our show on WKZO. And we're going to start with Nick Shirippa from the Michigan Department of Transportation with us right now on WKZO. Nick, how you doing?
I'm very well, Ken. Thank you. How are you this morning?
Fine. Very, very good to talk with you this morning. Well, obviously, we are going to talk a little bit about I-94 and Portage Road. Drove through there the other day, a little earlier this week. Things seem to be moving right along. Still kind of strange to see that one section of old Kilgore Road still hanging out there. It just so looks so odd, but
bridge to nowhere.
The bridge to nowhere.
Right.
Don't take that bridge. Whatever you do, stay off that bridge. But in the meantime, what's the latest on this, and where do we go from here?
So we are getting dangerously close to shifting all the traffic over on 94 to the eastbound lanes and starting rebuilding the westbound side. And that should happen here, I'm going to say, in the next couple weeks. Mm. Our target was mid-August, right? So next 10 days-ish, 10, mm-hmm. 12 days, that's our goal. The contractor has said August 15, so give or take a day or two, right? That's our mm-hmm. target date. Hoping that happens. And once we get that shift, and we get everybody over the eastbound side, that ball starts rolling downhill. And then things really start to move again. Folks have been really patient with this project, obviously with the pandemic, supply chain, our delays. Things have really not gone as planned with this project. We had lane closures through the winter. Mm-hmm. We're likely going to have lane closures again through this winter. Not how we drew it up in the playbook when we set out to start this project, but it looks like that's what's going to happen. And everybody's been really patient with us, and we couldn't be more grateful for everybody's patience. And come February, March 2023, we're going to be done with it. Portage Road, Kilgore Road will be rebuilt. I-94 will be rebuilt. Everything will be open again. That's kind of what we're looking at here in the next couple weeks, is that next major shift in phases and kind of moving on to the next big piece of it.
Yeah, well, that is certainly a major step. But, Nick, when that does happen, what's that going to look like for motorists as far as where they'll be driving and exits and detours and the like? Is that going to be markedly different from where it is right now?
For the eastbound folks, not terribly different, no. For westbound, yes. Eastbound folks, you're going to be a little bit closer to the westbound travelers because they're going to be right next to you. Obviously, we're going to have two lanes in each direction on the eastbound side of I-94, but westbound folks, you're not going to have any lane or any ramps available to you at Portage Road, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to either get off at Sprinkler or Westage, and then find your way back to Portage Road somehow, be it Cork Street or get up to Milam or however you choose, whatever works best for you. But that's kind of the biggest wrinkle in your travel will be those ramps at Portage. Those will be gone, and for the most part, they're gone now, just because Kilgore is, gone.
gone.
Yeah, so it won't be too terribly different, but different enough that it will require some difference in planning. And anybody who's driven through there, we'll use layman's terms. It's a mess. It's a mess. Portage Road is being rebuilt. We're working on that west leg of Kilgore Road right now. The whole thing is really just a rat's nest of construction, which is great to see. Progress is being made, but at the same time, if you live in that area specifically, that can't be fun. That can't be fun by any stretch of the imagination. And if you drive through there every day, it can be a bit of a headache. It's certainly, We just went through a reconfiguration of the Portage Road construction because they shifted from one side of Portage Road to the other. And I know it was just earlier this week, they shifted Portage Road from one side to the other, and they actually changed the configuration from the morning to the afternoon. They were allowing left turns on Portage Road from Portage Road to Kilgore Road in the morning, and by the afternoon they figured out that it didn't work so well, so they took them away. They're trying really hard to accommodate as many travelers as they can, as many movements as they can, and unfortunately, we're learning on the fly that some things just don't work. It's not fun. I'm laughing because as a motorist, I understand the frustration. Our office, the MDOT office, is right there. So I drove through there twice. I drove through there twice in the morning. The first time I could turn left. The second time I couldn't. And I had to make a phone call. I had to call the contractor and ask, okay, wait, I could turn left the first time. The second time I couldn't. And we had to have a conversation about that. I'm no exception, right? We don't get special treatment as MDOT employees.
Apparently
not. We don't get special treatment. Right. We don't get magic roads. We don't get the magic roads that get us anywhere special. So we totally understand the frustration. But I think we're all going to be much happier, albeit several months from now. But we're all going to be happier when it's done. But that's the part where I come back to. We're just so thankful for everybody's patience because we know how much of a headache it is.
All right. It's going to be amazing when it's complete. So patience, everybody, driving through there. We'll keep you posted on that. Nick Shirippa with us from the Michigan Department of Transportation with an update on the I-94 Portage Road construction. Nick, as always, a pleasure, and thanks so much, and happy motoring to you.
And the same to you again. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.